cominciata.
Tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bakwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. So excited to be here with you all today. Hope you all enjoyed that first track too. I thought it was like a fun little wake up intro song to, you know, this next hour of music curated by me. And yeah, if you enjoyed it, it was a track by Altın Gün. They're a band from Turkey. And the track is off of their most recent release. It actually comes out April 26th, so in 6 days, but there's a couple of songs that are out already, as that's a thing that happens. The track is called Süpürgesi Yongadan, and it's the second album by them. Let's see, it's, yeah, off of their album Gisi. It's their second album, and it was inspired by Turkish folk and psych. That's kind of like the whole band's like style. So yeah, it's really cool to see or to hear those like psychedelic sounds and then have that meshed with like what definitely sounds like more Eastern sounds. And yeah, I think that's pretty cool. You'll also kind of, I think, see that that's a theme of the next hour. You'll I guess it's sort of like a I don't know, been thinking a lot about white supremacy and white nationalism lately, and how a lot of them have this idea that like the two can't coexist, or that like one can't supplement the other. I think both supplement the other, actually, the West and the East. Yeah, and people forget about the contributions that the East has made to science and medicine and math and art and music. And a lot of the artists on my show today do a really amazing job of, like, you know, just blending the two together. You'll also find that a lot of the music I'm playing today has some dark tones to it. And I guess that's to counter the past few days of sun. But today, when I was on my way over here to the studios in San Francisco, it was like really misty and gray. And then it's funny because as soon as I got out of the BART station, it was really windy, but I could feel the warmth of the sun, and that was really nice. And also odd, because I had arrived from a location where it was very gray and misty. So yeah, interesting turn of events weather-wise. But yeah, back to music talk. So a lot of the music I'm playing is music from, per usual, around the world, and also from here. So music from Turkey, as you just heard, a lot of stuff from Iran, actually, and Spain, Colombia, Germany, LA, Houston, and a lot of artists from various diasporas, such as folks who are like Bosnian or come from that background, Pakistani, from Grenada, from Egypt, from Mexico. So yeah, diaspora meaning, you know, folks who, you know, may have come directly from those countries, or may have parents that did, or have, you know, or have their roots from those places. But yeah, so that is the show that will be, or that I'll be, you know, curating for you all today. Genre-wise, it's definitely a mix. Some noise, some trip hop, some electro, some like new wave-ish sounds, and a friend of mine told me about this certain genre called EBM, and it's weird because I realize a lot of the music I like is EBM, but I've never heard that genre term before, and so I threw it in here today because I think some of the stuff that I'm playing is definitely EBM. It's like a mix of, like, it's like electronic music that's heavily influenced by like synth punk and industrial, and yeah, took a step back from that and went, hey, yeah, I like EBM a lot. So yeah, that's kind of what to expect today. Let's get into the next track. This is definitely a little bit more of an experimental one. It is called Pseudo Scholastic. It's by an Iranian artist named Sot, which means sound in Farsi. And it's off of the album Parallel Persia, which was released on Diagonal Records. Sot is a really interesting artist, and I'll be talking about him a little more later. Let's check out his music first.
Thank you.
And we are back. Thanks for listening so far. I hope you all have been enjoying my track selection for the past almost 30 minutes. The track that you all just heard is called Delaram by Arya Rustami. It's off of an amazing compilation called Gere, Iranian Sound Artists, Volumes 1 through 4 by various artists. And it's off of the label Zabte Sot, which might sound familiar because the second artist I played today is also called Sot. So a little there. Well, first let me talk about Arya Rustami. So he is, you know, an amazing sound artist, of course. He's also collaborated with Daniel Blomquist, who, I don't know if, I think he's still local to the Bay Area, but he's been around in, like, the scene for a very, very long time. Arya Rustami as well, like, apparently they lived in San Francisco for, like, 10-ish years, and they now live in Brooklyn, and they also played Noise Pop recently, so that was pretty cool. Of course, I wasn't aware of, you know, who they are and how amazing their music is till, you know, a couple days ago, but that's okay. Yeah, I feel like, you know, you find music when you do, and, you know, you can always appreciate it from then onwards. Yeah, so that's a little bit on the artist, and then the compilation. So it was interesting because when I found it, I realized, well, at first I didn't realize that the name of it, Gere, is actually a word that's also used in Urdu, which is a language I speak. It means knots, like, you know, oh no, I got a knot in my shoelace. So it was kind of cool to make that sort of language connection. And then a little bit about the compilation. I'm reading this off of their Bandcamp, which also is linked in the show notes. So, this is what's written on their Bandcamp. Wondering if, while untying a knot in a long rope, slowly untangling the rope from its own grip, the exact point where the knot ends and the rope begins can never be determined, observing that the rope itself is a series of tangled strings that are a handful of woven cords of entwined strands of braided fiber of woven matter. That's a lot, right? So continuing on, reading this, the same goes with the outward spiral of interlacing a series of gire, the knots, right, and putting together different pieces until eventually a pattern emerges, a pattern to which one could keep on adding particles and details until it eventually becomes a complex decomposable system, a multi-layered design that has infinite detail, yet form that resembles the whole. And then he follows it, the Bandcamp description follows that up with, experimental electronic musicians from Iran have marked their prints on the face of the universal experimental music scene for some time now, though the manner in which their status went from non-existent to present and from silent to noisy might somehow seem unpredictable to the naked eye. The way these small individual gires have become conjoint in order to make a larger design might at some point seem arbitrary and even accidental. Nevertheless, by following the patterns in which the branches of a river are spreading and by trailing all its curves and bends, we find a sense of order in chaos. And I love that line because that's what I feel about, like, experimental sound and noise music. Like, even though it seems so unconventional, there's somehow still, like, the sense of order in the chaos. There's a lot more there in the description that I think is beautifully written, but, you know, I only got 30 minutes left in this set, so I won't read any more, but you should totally check out their Bandcamp, which, you know, has this whole, you know, compilation and description. And it's started by that artist, Sot, who's the second artist I played today. His name's Ata Ebtikar, and, you know, this is his label, Zabte Sot, that he started, and he wanted to create a compilation of all of these amazing Iranian sound artists, both within Iran and from the diaspora. And yeah, I just thought that was really awesome. And I love that when people just, like, aren't finding the things that they need and, like, you know, they make it themselves. And sometimes that can be frustrating, but I feel like ultimately, like, there is some payoff, and I feel like there is some here. I mean, according to Bandcamp, it's sold out, so that's great. Yeah, and then the artist himself, so Sot, is, well, I'll talk about him a little later, since I'm doing a little back wrap here. So prior to Aria Rastami, you all heard Push More Weight featuring Mickey Blanco. It's a track by Gaika, and it's a single released on Spatial Awareness. And if you all have been listening to my show for a while, or if you haven't, all good, you might know that Gaika's album Basic Volume was one of my top albums of 2018. It was just so solid, and his style is experimental dance hall, and it's just so good. And if you like that track, or if you like the tracks on Basic Volume, heads up, Gaika is actually playing at 10:15 Folsom Friday, May 3rd, as part of MooTech. So that's amazing. I think tickets should be available online. I'm really excited for that show, and also finding this amazing collaboration between Mickey Blanco and Gaika. Like, that's cool. Prior to that, you all heard No Wave. This is a track by DJ Haram. This is off of a debut solo EP that she literally dropped, I think, in the last week or so. It's called Mixed Berries, and she self-released it. She is an artist from Philly, and she's of Middle Eastern descent. And there was a little something I wanted to read, so I'm pulling that up. Let's see. Yes, here it is. So this is from DJ Haram's Instagram. So she posted that, Mixed Berries, my debut solo EP is live. Three tracks with assorted tastes, a Haram sampler. Life has been wild lately. When is it not? I've been a touring DJ for 5 years. Music has always been there in ways I've always depended on it, but lately I've really needed it. I aspire to produce music as cinematic and unexpected as our dramatic lives. I feel so blessed to have this outlet and ability. It really touches my heart that people connect. Keep your minds and ears open for many new things from me this year. Thank you. Love y'all. So that's from DJ Haram. Just thought that was awesome. And I'll be playing another track off of that EP a little later. Prior to DJ Haram was Pseudo Scholastic by Sot. This is off of his album Parallel Persia. It's released also on April 26th, so really cool, on Diagonal Records. And there is a amazing article by The Guardian that I've linked in the show notes called It Will Rock Your House, Inside the Iranian Electronic Underground, where I found out about him. It's a great article if you're curious about that sort of thing. And then a little bit about Sot. Looks like he spends his time going between Tehran and San Francisco, which I thought was pretty cool. So local artist, artists in the diaspora and not. And I just thought that it was cool to share some of his work. Up next, we have a track called Mal Intento by Sinas and Rafa Maya. So let's get to it.
Yo no sé, pero a ella siempre me pide más. Yo no me paro hasta que no falte nada. Tú pides por esa boquita, mi mamá. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Que tú me lo hagas todo. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Que tú me lo hagas todo. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Si me dices que algo te duele, yo, mamá, por ti movería montaña. Tú no te preocupes por nada, mi mamá. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Que tú me lo hagas todo. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Que tú me lo hagas todo. Yo quiero que esté bien cuidada. Inshallah, quiera Dios cuidar mi mano. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inshallah, llega un día para salvar. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, ¿cómo es, ma?
Para Ana, para Lololes, para los babies.
Pero no sus leo, entre los vinilos enterró sus dedos. Estuve en la goa como mulero, estoy en la ola como surfero. Yeah, vine a quemar la ciudad, vivo en el centro, Arda Turán. Mi madre y mi padre confían en mi plan. Gracias a Dios, alhamdulillah. Ritmo ya no hay drama, viendo en producciones de Akai Lama. Tengo todo el amor, Genki Dama, como Tupac Shakur, thank you mama. Para todos mis artists, pa' mis pases de Colonia Jardín. Falta el respeto a la mamá de alguien, te parten las piernas, Toña Hardy.
Quiera Dios cuidarme.
And we are back. Thanks so much for, you know, sticking around and tuning in to my show. This is Fractal Chambers here with DJ Bakwas. And yeah, you're tuned in to BFF.fm, which is best frequencies forever. Hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was called Inshallah, featuring Dano, produced by Griffey. And it's a track by Kyne, spelled K-Y-N-E. And I believe it's a single. Interesting stuff about this song. So could not find very much about the song or the artist. Bit of a language barrier, I guess you could say. But what I can tell you is that Kyne is from Barcelona, Spain. And I'm going to... Oh, and also, the song is dedicated to moms everywhere. I did find a really small piece in English that did briefly talk about that. So yeah, there's also a really cool music video in relation to this song, too. I will link it in the show notes. I realized I didn't do that, but I will, because it's kind of beautiful. But yeah, so it's a song dedicated to her mom and mothers everywhere. And I'm going to assume that, you know, she may be Spanish, but might have family or parents that are possibly Moroccan or at the very least Muslim. I really could not find very much about her, even when I, like, you know, scoured the internet for more info. But yeah, so definitely an artist to kind of keep an eye on, though. And then prior to Inshallah, you all heard the track The Stranger by Ooh and Islamic Girls off of their album Feminine Mystique, which was released on their record label Night Feelings. This album came out last year, and they also toured through the area. Ooh used to be from San Francisco. I don't know if he still is. But yeah, Islamic Girls is based in Germany and is from, is like of Bosnian descent. Yeah, and of a, and is from a Muslim background as well. Yeah, so really love her band name as well, Islamic Girls. Let me see if I have any other notes. Oh, there's a music video I linked to in the show notes as well for this track. It was just released, and it's really cool. It looks very, it looks like a Chris Marker film. And yeah, so really, really cool stuff. Prior to that track, you all heard Rotten by DJ Haram. This is off of, you know, her debut solo EP, Mixed Berries, that was self-released. I played a track from it earlier. And prior to that track, you all heard In Mason by Ash Kusha off of the compilation Gere, Iranian Sound Artists, Volumes 1 through 4, which was released on Zebte Sot. I talked about this particular compilation quite a bit earlier. But yeah, Ash Kusha I wanted to feature because I played music from him before, but also he was like the lead character in a very quintessential film, a really important film called No One Knows About Persian Cats. And if you're, you know, interested in music from, you know, or like indie music scenes from around the world, underground scenes from around the world, it is a really good like documentary. Well, it's like a, it's a fictional documentary of sorts, but like the bands in there are real. Yeah, and it's, you know, not the happiest of films, but I think it's a really important film to watch, and Ash Kusha was the main character. Yeah, so him and I think his partner, they had started a band called Take It Easy Hospital, and then he also started doing solo stuff within sound as like a sound, experimental sound artist, and he released an amazing album a couple years ago, and then has continued to make music. And yeah, I was surprised to find, you know, him on this, well, not surprised, but I was excited to find him on this compilation as well, and him still making amazing music. Again, yeah, definitely check out that film. It's called No One Knows About Persian Cats. It is a really good look at like Iran's music scene. The film's old. It's like maybe 10 years old now. But yeah, won't say any more there. Prior to that track, you all heard Mal Intento by Sinas and Rafa Maya. And this was like promoed by Red Bull Music Academy, so I'm assuming that Sinas was part of it. There's some weird stuff there. I hear RBMA is supposed to be shutting down in October, which is kind of weird. And there's some other strange things going on there, but I don't really care to talk about that because I want to focus on the artist. So reading this little tidbit from Red Bull Music Academy's SoundCloud where they feature the song. So through his genre-busting mixes, edits, and original productions, Sinas is setting a benchmark for cutting-edge club music with a Latinx twist. As one half of DJ duo Santa Muerte, the Houston musician has been pushing a unique fusion of US rap and R&B, UK hardcore styles, and rhythms from south of the border for over a decade. And then this is his this track that I played for you all, Mal Intento, is off of his first solo release in 5 years called Gemini EP, and he released it on his own label, Mahia. So yeah, check it out. I also have a link to, you know, the SoundCloud page if you wanted to check it out more. Yeah, and then prior to that track, was Delarim, which I already talked about. That was the Aria Rastami track. Up next, I have an amazing, amazing artist, Oret, from LA. They're an LA-based duo. Yeah, so Azika and Gil, and I'll be playing their track Awaz, and we'll be ending the show with that. They have a, and they also have a show in Pomona coming up April 26th at DBA 256 Bar and Gallery, and they're working on a new album and possibly a music video. So without further ado, let's play this final track of the hour, and thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you all enjoyed the show very much.